Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Technograph Industries India Limited 3Q FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Purva Jhawar from Batlivala & Karani Securities. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. On behalf of B&K Securities, we welcome you all to the 3Q FY26 conference call of Technograph Industries India Limited. From the management side, we have Mr. Navneet Kumar Saraf, Director and CEO, Mr. Ashish Kumar Saraf, Director and CFO, and Mr. Anil Gadodia, Group CFO. I'll now hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, followed by the Q&A session. Over to you, Ashish, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Technograph's investor call. Everybody has already seen the results as well as the investor presentation that the company circulated yesterday. Overall, it's been a balanced quarter for us. We are looking forward to engaging with all the investors on the call and answering your questions. So with that, I would like to start this call and request our CFO to take it forward. Thank you.
Yeah, we may start with the question and answer as per the queue.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Chetan Vora from Abakkus Asset Manager. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi. Good morning, sir. Thanks for the call. Sir, we would like to understand the situation on the scaffolding, particularly after this trade deal, sir. Where do we stand now?
Okay. Yeah. So firstly, before the trade deal, just want to mention a few things that I think I had mentioned in our previous investor call as well, that we have been seeing a slowdown in demand in the U.S., mainly because of some delays in CapEx as well as uncertainty created with tariffs and, more than that, changing tariffs. The slowdown has been very prominent in the month from July till November. This has obviously adversely affected the scaffolding segment results of December quarter, which we had expected. Having said that, from November onwards, we have actually seen a pickup in demand in the U.S., and that's before the trade deal got announced. December was a very strong month in sales, and we have also started the year pretty well, and the trade deal has followed. So as of now, I mean, the trade deal has not had a major material impact. There is also a question mark on whether the trade deal is really going to positively impact the tariff on our scaffolding products because the scaffolding comes under steel and aluminum under Section 232, where there is a 50% tariff irrespective of the country where it is produced. There is a difference in interpretation of that. Currently, we are paying 50% on only the steel content, and we are subject to the reciprocal tariff on the non-steel content. That reciprocal tariff until now was also 50% because there was 25% reciprocal and 25% Russian oil tariff. Now, the Russian oil tariff has gone away with immediate effect. So to that effect, it has come down to 25%, which will further come down to 18% once the U.S. administration releases the official notification of the same, which we expect in a few days. So we will see a reduction in our tariff, but there is a potential question mark on whether the interpretation going forward imposed by the U.S. Customs is going to be 50% on the full product value or just the steel value. If they go with the latter, then we may continue to pay the same tax. So that's the situation.
So if it is possible, you know, how do we see the segment perform in terms of growth for the quarter coming ahead and for the next year, you know, for FY20?
I'm sorry, I did not hear that.
Yeah, your voice is not clear. No. I think there is a background
there
disturbance.
There is a lot of background noise, Chetan sir.
Yeah, just a second. What I was asking, sir, okay, how do you see the demand, the growth trajectory for the scaffolding?
Again, there is background disturbance, Chetan, but I'll answer your question based on the limited. So look, it's very difficult to give you a generic remark because we are living in volatile times. Overall, currently the demand is pretty good in the US. We are seeing a good traction, and I think this quarter the demand will be good. So we are expecting this quarter to do quite well. The demand, in India has also been quite strong. And so I think in the near term, the demand is good. I mean, I think the volatility that we saw in the last two quarters is behind us. And we expect, better demand at least this quarter and the next quarter. But giving a long-term view is difficult because, geopolitical disturbances have become the norm.
Profitability, the margins and the scaffolding margins dropped to the all-time low of close to 8%. So how do we see the situation going ahead, sir? As the revenue improves, the operating leverage benefit should kick in logically, right?
Absolutely. The margins have dropped only because of decrease in volume. There is from 400 crore to 300 crore. So that's the big effect. There has also been some reduction in operating margins in the domestic aluminium formwork business. You know, that's getting a little more competitive. Aluminium prices have been rising. So that's been putting pressure. Competition has also increased drastically in India, but demand is also strong. But overall, we are seeing some competitive pressures in India compounded by increase in raw material costs. But the main reason is the volume reduction.
Right. So would it be fair to assume that next year, as the situation normalizes for the full year as a whole, that the margin can restore back to 13-14% as we used to do previously?
Yes, our target is always 15%. We budget at 15% and that's what we operate at. So I think we are very optimistic and we are positive that we should get to that level.
All right, sir. So coming to the engineering front, sir, the execution was strong, but I was not able to decipher the reason why the margins declined to 9.5%.
Right. This is seasonal. You know, December quarter traditionally is always due to holidays, November and December in particular. So there are a lot of the employee costs rise because a lot of our employees around the world take their paid leaves and things like that. So as a result of that, we always have reduction in gross margin. Even last year in the December quarter, it was the same. We'll be back to our normal 15% margins in the March quarter.
Right. And lastly, sir, this is
the last question.
On the other income front, the other income has shot up quite sharply. What would be the result for it from 6 crores to 28 crores YOY?
I would let my CFO answer.
Yeah, year on year, from 6 crores to 28 crores is because of mark to market of the investments. Last year, third quarter, it was minus 8 crores and this time it is plus 14. So, delta is of around 21 crores. That is the difference between the other income.
Right, sir. Yeah. Thanks a lot, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Avnish from Vaikarya. Please go ahead.
Hi. As you said, July, October, November was pretty rough period in scaffolding. What kind of volume growth you have experienced, let's say, in December and January? Because we're just measuring it as it goes. But as the demand is coming up, do you have some sense here over here what kind of volume growth you are experiencing in the last 2 months?
Yes. So December, so July to November, we were at about 50% of our sales levels averaging of 24. December, we were back to our original sales levels, and going and January also, we are close to that. So at the moment, December, January, and even February, our sales is almost similar to the levels that we had in 2024. And the outlook is quite good. The you know, we are seeing a lot of capex projects that were delayed start now getting green lighted in the US, and so the demand outlook is actually quite strong in the short to medium term. Medium term, I mean about the next 3 months. So that's where we are.
In the homework and Mac One business, what is your level of order books you probably would have in December end versus September end?
The order books are stable. They are, you know, similar to the level we've had. We've been on an average clocking about a lakh square meter of month of new order booking in the last couple of months. But, you know, we don't track our business so much by the quantum of order book. Demand is very high. We can easily capture a lot more orders than what we have. But like I was saying in the other question, you know, we have to be very selective about the kind of orders we take because we have to protect our margins. So we are being quite choosy, picky, and we are focusing on taking the right margin orders as compared to any order.
Our volumes are slightly soft in December quarter over September quarter. If our orders yeah. are strong, then what caused that?
There are site delays with customers, which is, you know, leading to delays in getting the drawings approved from their architects and MEP contractors, and that results in, you know, material not being able to get dispatched. This happens in this business quarter on quarter. So while the order books are there, even now we are sitting on a fairly large order book, but, you know, offtake can vary month to month depending on readiness of sites at customer ends.
Okay, the last one from me. Drum closure, how much the rupees crore tariffs you would have paid last quarter? Because there should be some reduction with this tariffs coming down with us.
So I don't know the exact quantum in rupees because we don't pay the tariffs, our customers pay the tariff, but the percentage was 50% on drum closures. And that has now reduced to 25%. So that will certainly have an immediate positive effect in our margins.
But in last call, you said 25% you have passed on, and then 25% you are trying to take on your own costing. Because,
so, what we have absorbed now will go away.
Correct. So that quantum probably will take separately, but there is some quantum sitting in your cost of tariffs which you would have incurred, right, effectively. In a sense that you would have baked that into your costing to your customers.
Oh no, I think there is a misunderstanding. That's not how it is. The tariff used to be 50%. We were absorbing 25% and we were passing on 25% to the customer. Now the tariffs have reduced to 25%, so we don't need to absorb anything.
Exactly. So I mean the amount you absorb, there was some amount you absorbed in last quarter, which you
yes.
don't need to absorb any further, right? That's
yes.
what I was trying to come to.
Yes.
Okay, okay. The quantum, I will probably try to understand separately. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The next question comes from the line of Abhinav Mandora from Equities Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello. This is Riya this side. I have a couple of questions. First is in regards to the drum closure. Lastly, we were seeing that China, we were seeing some demand improvement and we were talking about increasing our ship. So we have also seen that some of the chemical industry in China is doing better. So are we seeing any growth or in drum closure segment as such?
Yes, we are. Our volumes in China last year, this year are higher than last year in the 9 month period. Currently, we are selling close to 2 million sets a month in China. And we are, you know, continuously growing that. So I think going into FY27, we should be able to average maybe a 10 to 15% increase in this volume, and the capacity is available.
Got it. Got it. Right. Second is in regards to scaffolding segment. Since the aluminum prices have gone up, could you help me with what is the kind of inventory we keep and how is the pricing linked to the aluminum? And what would be the margin impact in this business given aluminum prices at these high levels?
So we are fully backward integrated, as you know. So we have our own aluminum extrusion plant. We keep about 6 weeks or so of inventory of aluminum scrap, which is our main raw material. We don't absorb any, in this business, because aluminum is so volatile, all our contracts are variable. We don't have fixed price with any customer, and it's all the pricing is entirely linked to NALCO.
Okay. So we won't be absorbing any
We don't absorb any fluctuations. Once the engineering is completed, the price gets frozen. So our contracts are that typically once the engineering is completed and the order is ready to go into production, at that time, whatever is the NALCO, that freezes the price.
Right. Also, in terms of when we had announced our backward integration plans last year, we were mentioning around 500 crores of incremental revenue coming from that, and maybe I think 50% utilization in this year ramping up. So what could you help me with numbers there? How is that happening, and what is the capacity utilization there and the ramp-up progress?
There we are on track. Our aluminum formwork business this year is poised to do 400 crores or so higher revenue than what we did last year. And that is the reason why, in spite of almost 180 crores reduction in scaffolding sales that we are going to see this year on account of slowdown in U.S., our net revenue of the segment is still higher, and we'll probably be higher by about 150 crores or so for the full year.
Got it. Got it. I think that gives a lot of clarity to me. In terms of Macon, I just wanted to understand our order book generally used to be around 6 to 8 months. That remains the same, right?
About 6 months, yes.
6 months, right. And in terms of real estate demand, there are some news articles floating that the inventory has gone up significantly over the last couple of years, last 1 year predominantly. Are we seeing that any reduction in real estate demand? Are you personally seeing that?
Oh, absolutely not. It's actually, we are seeing the contrary. I mean, in spite of all these news articles, even I have read them, but in terms of new project launches and new construction, it's totally the opposite.
Got it. And like you mentioned, from next quarter onwards, we would be back on track with the margin range which you've been mentioning, 10%-15%, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Lastly, just from the IT division, your designing division, the margins have reduced. Are you seeing any impact because of AI coming? I'm assuming we are also using it in our execution, but
So we are.
Well,
this is
slowdown.
This is a very. This is ours. Is not the traditional software development business, so we are really not impacted by AI to replace any of the work that we are doing. We are using AI in a limited way in our business and increasing our own involvement. But no, the kind of work that we do is not something, and that is not a reason also for the quarter-on-quarter reduction in margins. The reason is what I had explained earlier.
Right. Okay. That's it from my side. I'll join the queue for further questions.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Bhavya Bogar from Astrolite Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yes. Yes, am I audible?
Your voice is.
Yeah, you are audible, but be louder, please.
Okay. So my first question is regarding the CapEx guidance for the coming years. Like you mentioned that you will be expanding, like doubling your capacity in FY29, I guess. So is this still intact?
Yeah. FY29 is some time away. So we will be doubling our capacity for sure in scaffolding, but whether it will be FY29 or FY28 or FY30 is a little difficult to give. The CAPEX guidance is on track. We are almost at 100% capacity utilization in the new Sambhajinagar plant where we completed our CAPEX a year and a half back. We do plan to add phase 2 probably sometime towards the later part of 26-27 where we will put up another extrusion plant and further increase in Mach 1 capacity. That will probably be towards the end of 27 or maybe early 27-28. So we are on track.
Okay, and then you you stated that in Europe you have started, you know, picking up the scaffolding better. So what is the update there?
Europe is still very, very slow. After we got the certification in Europe, we have begun sales of our scaffolding products there, which we did not have earlier. But the volumes have still not picked up to a level that we are satisfied with. But we are hopeful. I think, it's gradually coming back. The India-EU trade deal also should help somewhat, although it does not have any material impact on tariffs or anything. But overall, the demand outlook should help. It should get better. We are seeing some pickup in demand in Western Europe as well as Central Europe. So we are, cautiously optimistic.
Okay. And lastly, for the Mach 1 side, the Saudi and South America markets, how is it picking up?
South America is doing well, quite positive. We are getting sales in Brazil, Mexico, Colombia, Uruguay, all these countries. Saudi has been a disappointment. We have got very few orders, and I think a lot of the what we are seeing is that Saudi is still not ready for advanced systems like aluminium formwork. There is a lot of our traditional scaffolding is selling there, but not Mach 1.
Okay. And then you said that you do not, take any impact from rising aluminium prices. Then the EBIT margins for this quarter, they have compressed largely. So what would be the reason for that?
Mainly due to the decline in volumes of scaffolding sales in the US. We've not reduced our fixed costs. So mainly that is the main reason.
Okay.
Thank you. A request to all participants, please restrict your questions to 2 per participants. For more questions, please rejoin the queue. The next question comes from the line of Nilesh Doshi from Acme Securities. Please go ahead. Mr. Doshi, you may proceed with the question.
Yeah, I am audible.
Yes.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. It's like that since long, one thing is not coming out in our this thing in the market. The liquidity is very low in our stocks, right? So are we planning to have any stock split or like that, so the investors could be facilitated if they want to do That's trading right. or like?
Yeah, basically liquidity in the market is relatively low for Technocraft because 75% shares are held by the promoters, and promoters do not buy or sell single share in the market, and rest of the shares are distributed to about 75 to 80,000 shareholders. So over a period of time, the liquidity has spread. But splitting of the shares so far is not with the board. Maybe in future, appropriate time, the board may consider that. But as of now, there is no such proposal.
Okay. Another thing, always we have gone for majority of buybacks. Right. Why are we not planning, right, for any type of bonuses to the investors, right, who are getting invested since long in our company?
So buyback has always been tax effective and beneficial to all the shareholders, and everybody participated in the buyback. We had 4 rounds of buyback, and once the buyback was made non-tax effective, we switched to dividends. So we have been rewarding shareholders either by way of buyback or by way of dividend. So these two things, you know, result into transfer of funds from company to the shareholders. Bonus share doesn't lead to any transfer of funds from company to the shareholders. So bonus share will only multiply number of share, which is, you know, relates to your first question of liquidity. So that will be part of, you know, question number one, whenever it is taken up by the board in future.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Purva Zawar from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My question is regarding formwork. So you, earlier call, you had mentioned that you will be expanding capacity from 75,000 to 1 lakh square meter per month by the year end. So is that on track, and what can be the incremental revenue post this expansion from the formwork side?
We are currently at about 75,000 square meters. We may not actually be expanding it immediately by end of this quarter itself to 1 lakh. You know, we already have installed capacity partially available for that. So we don't really need to do much capex in order to get to 1 lakh per month. But we are currently consciously keeping our Mach 1 capacity at 75,000 because, as I was saying earlier, you know, we are seeing some pricing pressure because there are more suppliers getting into the aluminium formwork business. There are some not so organized suppliers getting in. So we are right now focusing more on quality of customers as compared to quantity. And we are also, so you know, so right now that is our focus and not so much immediate increase in volume. Having said that, it will go to 1 lakh. Maybe not by March, but maybe by June, our volumes are increasing in South America market. There we are seeing much higher margins actually. So I think combination of, you know, India and some export markets will get us there, but maybe not by March. I think it will go by up to June.
Okay.
And there is not going to be much capex needed for that.
Got it, sir. And what would be the current quarter formwork revenue, and are we on target to achieve that 9 billion guidance which we had for the formwork for the full year?
I think December quarter, what was it? Formwork revenue. We'll give you the, we don't have, I don't have the bifurcation exactly with me. But I think for the, you know, for the entire year, we should be on track to do 900 crores or maybe close to 900 crores.
Got it, got it. And last question from my side, what would be the capacity utilization on the yarn, fabric and garmenting side? We have seen yarn turned a bit positive this in recent quarters. So are we expecting that fabric should also reach positive profitability in near term?
Yeah, the capacities are being fully utilized, yarn, fabric and garments. In yarn, we expect the next, we expect quarter four to be better than quarter three because the markets have improved and the margins have improved in the orders that we have booked now for the next 2 months. So that will reflect in the books in quarter four. And in fabric, we have now... you know, we are almost breaking even, and we expect it to turn a little bit positive in the next couple of quarters. Garments is at the moment still losing money, but with restructuring internally and strengthening our team and execution and operations, we hope that this will also improve. We are now moving towards higher value garments, and the US market will again reopen up. And there in garments, we could not fulfill our entire capacity utilization. We, I think, operated at about 60%, which was also one of the reasons why we are in the red. So we expect the capacity utilization in garments to go up to 80-90% in the next 2 to 3 months when orders from US start coming in.
Got it. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ruchit Agarwal from Unifi Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Just on the formwork bit, we alluded to an order book of 3.5 lakh square meter last quarter. And as you mentioned that we're booking about 1 lakh square meter per month across the last quarter, is it safe to assume our order book would be about 5 lakh square meter plus around that number?
Our order book is around close to 3.5 to 4 lakhs.
Okay, so we are assuming an about 50 to 60,000 monthly run rate with 6 months of order book. Is that still possible?
In terms of new order booking?
No, sir. 3.5 lakh square meter order book that we have, you mentioned that it's about a monthly run rate of about 60,000 square meter.
You are talking of monthly run rate of dispatch?
Yes.
Yes, yes, correct. About so much right now.
Okay, okay. And sir, any update on the defense part? We had mentioned that we were in advanced stages with discussions with Israel. Anything material there?
Nothing material at the moment.
Okay. That we've been working on by any chance?
I'm sorry?
Any new product that is under development on the defense front?
But in the defense, we are expecting orders from Israel.
Okay. Okay.
This is the last update that we've been given.
Got it. Got it, sir. And on the formwork bit, the 3.5 lakh square meter, does that also include any orders from South America or is that all additional and...
No, no, that includes everything. That includes all the entire world.
Okay. Are we facing significant competition when it comes to the domestic market? Because, you know, we've seen volumes drop as well. And you mentioned that realizations are also under pressure, margins are also under pressure. So where is the gap when we look at the formwork divisions and also the volume decline? Has there been any operational challenges as well?
No, volume decline is, as I said earlier, it is purely as a result of, approvals from external agencies, which creates a situation where sites of customers are not ready to use the material. So that leads to delays. We have not, so that can happen quarter on quarter. Yes, there has been clear an influx of competition, new companies coming in and, adding aluminium formwork taking because the demand is growing in India. So, and that is, I think that is something that is going to gradually play out and filter out. What is, India is still at, I would say, a relatively nascent, immature stage with regards to adoption of these technologies. India has suddenly moved from using traditional wooden formwork to now a situation where aluminium formwork is becoming like a de facto standard. In terms of, there are no set standards. There are no set quality adoption, things like that. So as a result of that, new players are coming in. We have seen this happen before in scaffolding also. What's going to happen is that over a period of a year or two, it's going to get filtered out. We are going to see a lot of the smaller players getting weeded out of the system because, they'll not be able to compete and they'll not be able to afford to sell products at the pricing at which they are currently willing to sell it. So therefore, we take a very long-term view and, we are bullish about the Indian market. And that's why I said earlier that, our strategy is not to blindly chase volume, but to responsibly chase the right type of customers and protect our profitability.
Got it, sir. That helps. Just last question, if you could help us with any guidance on margin and growth outlook for the next year. And if you could give some segmental guidance, that would be very helpful.
So, in the scaffolding segment, which has been really volatile, I think, as I said earlier, our outlook is to be at 15% margin next year. Barring any more major geopolitical disturbances, if the implementation of the trade deal remains intact, if the US demand continues to be like it is right now. I think with our, you know, with our product mix, with our strategy, we should be able to have, you know, growth in revenue as well as deliver a 15% net margin. And as far as the other segments are concerned, drum closure has anyway been steady. So I think drum closure will remain that way. It'll probably be only positive because tariffs will go down in the US. Engineering services segment will also continue to be steady and continue to grow the way it has been growing. And textiles, we are seeing an improvement. We are already at, you know, positive EBITDA in two of the three divisions. And hopefully we'll also be the same in garment next year.
Got it, sir. That helps. Thank you for that. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please restrict your questions to two per participant. For more questions, please rejoin the queue. The next question comes from the line of Anubhav Mukherjee from President Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Sir, my first question is that will it be possible to share what is the margin profile for the aluminium formwork and Maxon business and for the scaffolding business separately?
It is difficult to give it quarter on quarter because it's been very volatile, as I have explained earlier. But on an average, in general, the scaffolding segment operates at anywhere from 15% to 20%, whereas the aluminium formwork operates from 10% to 15%.
Okay, and this quarter, like the 10% to 15% for the aluminium formwork has seen a further like decline. Is that correct interpretation?
No, not actually. The aluminium formwork has not seen so much of a decline. It may have been close to 10% or maybe a percentage or 2 point low. It's the scaffolding segment where the revenue has been 50% lower. Has seen a decline?
Okay.
Yeah.
Get that. So it's mainly an impact of the like product mix between the
two. Correct.
And my second question is, sir, like how much of the drum closure business do we get from exports to US?
About 30%.
Yeah, anywhere between 25% and 30% it goes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Prateek Bhandari from Art Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions from my side. If you can quantify the quantum of sales we did for Mac 1 during the quarter and 9 months FY26.
We did about, in just a 3 month period, actually this data is available in the investor presentation that we shared. So in just the 3 month period, October to December, we did 1,17,000 square meters. And for the full 9 month period, I'll have to check. But you know, that data is available in the investor presentation. Anilji, can you clarify which page it is on?
No, sir, I was asking about the value of sales for Mac 1 during the quarter.
You were asking about the value, not the quantity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so in just the December 3 month period, the value was was about 200 crores, and for the 9 month period, the value is about 550 crores.
550, okay. And so, what would be the gross debt in the cash and the net debt levels in our books as on date?
LG will answer that.
Yes, the cash and cash equivalent you are talking about, right?
Yeah, so cash and net debt.
Yeah, so the cash and cash equivalent is around 405 crores and the working capital against that is around 390 crores.
390.
Yeah, okay. And this is so far as Technocraft Industries standalone is concerned. There are some term loans also in the subsidiary companies.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what would be the quantum of the same?
Subsidiary company. One second.
Aurangabad.
Yeah, I'll give you. One second. How much? Around 200 crores in two subsidiary companies of Aurangabad and one subsidiary company, which is Technograph Textiles Limited.
Both combined? So,
okay. All three combined.
All three combined, 200 crores.
Yes.
So in totality, the gross debt is around to the tune of 600 crores, right?
Correct, that's right. On console basis.
Cash you, yeah, and cash you mentioned 405 crores.
Correct.
And sir, if you can also quantify the, you know, the net impact of tariffs on the stock holding business, considering the Section 232 50% tariff, which is irrespective of the country. So what has been the net impact of tariffs on stock holding during the quarter?
Actually, as I said earlier, nil. Absolutely nil during the quarter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Avnish from Vekarya. Please go ahead.
Hi. You said about close to 900 crores for Mac 1 this year. And if you were to also include scaffolding, so total the line segment you report is a scaffolding, which is a combination of scaffolding and Mac 1. What kind of revenue you would look at for this full year?
We should be looking at close to 1,400 crores.
1,400 crores. And it's Mac 1. Within India sales, what is the dominance of, let's say, Mumbai or Maharashtra versus other states?
We have quite a high concentration in South India. That is our largest market, followed by Maharashtra, followed by North India.
Okay. Lastly, in any of your businesses...
Sorry to interrupt,
you
Mr.
Seeing...
We request you...
Sure.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please restrict your question for one per participant. For more questions, please rejoin the queue. The next question comes from the line of Priyanka Sarkar from Square 64 Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, my question is more in the engineering. So could you give us a kind of customers that we catered to? And where does our
No soft broken, yeah.
Your network was not very good, so your voice broke in between. But it's okay, I gather your question as pertaining to engineering services segment and type of customers that we cater to. So we have 7 different industry verticals in this segment. Of these, our dominant verticals are industrial products, machinery, and transportation. So in this segment, customers are basically large machinery manufacturers, heavy equipment manufacturers, companies making earth-moving machinery, companies making process plants, companies engaged in producing, let's say, chemicals and food products and things like that. On continuous process basis, so running large process plants. So more, I would say 50% of our customers would be companies in these three verticals. And then in the transportation vertical, there would be companies making specialty vehicles like trucks, buses, coaches, etc.
Got it, sir.
Right, sir.
So just a follow-up, what would be the split between our offshore and onshore in terms of the revenue? And another question, just follow-up, is what would be the stable margin going forward? Because we have aspirations to grow this segment for the next 2 to 3 years. So what can be a stable margin going ahead?
Currently, offshore is about 60% and on-site is 40%. Going forward, we'll probably see offshore further increasing. Stable margins are about 15%, even with the growth and the, that we'll continue to have. So with the growth of 25% year on year that we expect, we should be operating at about 15%.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Priya from Equitas Investment. Please go ahead. Ms. Riya, you may proceed with your question.
Yes, thank you for the follow-up. I just wanted to know, in scaffolding business, what would be the fixed cost as a percentage of total cost?
Again, you know, it varies because the revenue has been varying. Fixed cost is, so as a percentage it will vary. But this quarter in September, the fixed cost would have been, I mean, I don't have an exact number, but my guess is it would probably have been close to 20%. It will be about 20%.
Okay, got it. Coming to the drum closure, you mentioned that this quarter we have absorbed 25%. However, the margin impact has been negligible. So, is there an inventory lag which happens while booking, or we are assuming that going forward the margins will get retract to the original levels?
Oh, the inventory is minimal in the US. A lot of our sales is direct customer sales. I mean, yes, it's not been very significant because there has been, increase in sales in other territories, higher contribution there. I think perhaps this quarter our contribution from US as total may have reduced. We have had more sales in other countries. The rupee depreciation has also helped to some extent because rupee has become 90 plus. So all those factors have contributed to minimize the reduction.
Right. Also, you're seeing a good growth in metal.
Yeah, we request you to return to the question queue for the follow-up question. The next question comes from the line of Pawan Nahar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So, Navneet ji, I was just reflecting on the last 5 years, and then I would like your thoughts on the next 3 years, assuming everything is normal. In fact, you said that the U.S. is looking good. So if I look at the last 5 years and our four segments, business segments, two have done much better than what we would have envisaged. One is drum closures, other is the engineering business. Right? And two have done lower or less than what we would have envisaged. Like scaffolding was supposed to be a big opportunity. Hopefully it will happen at some point. We have invested in the latter two segments. CapEx humne ye scaffolding and foam work kiya hai, and we've done it in the textile business, right? Now, let that be. My question is, next 3 years, where do you see the opportunity? And is there a new category that you see which may emerge? Say, for example, our defense, or in the engineering business, you know, if there are opportunities to do some prototyping beyond the design, right? So if you can talk like next 3 years in these segments, where do you see the opportunity? Assume, and yes, chhod dete hain, matlab, ye kya hoga, tariff, achha ye, then what?
So the opportunities are in the scaffolding and formwork segment for sure. The demand in developing countries like India and South America will continue to grow. So we are bullish and optimistic about that. There will also be opportunities in developed markets like US in the scaffolding segment led by the investment in energy that is happening there, and also the investment in high tech that is happening in the US. Semiconductor plants and things like that. So I think next 3 years we continue to be quite bullish that the scaffolding formwork segment will cross revenue of 2000 crores, you know, and that's what we are moving towards in terms of our product mix, in terms of our sales marketing focus, etc., etc. On the engineering, then the next opportunity is in the engineering services segment, our technology services business. There, we will continue to see very strong growth, and there we may be surprised like we have been in the last 5 years. I think we may see growth higher than our own estimates. This is being led by, all the high-tech enablement, and actually we are already doing prototyping. We are already doing manufacturing. So other than just designing services, we are now doing a lot more of manufacturing automation. We are doing a lot more of prototyping, and we are actually building products for customers, not just designing. So that will continue to grow. And so I think these will be the fast-growing segments for us. And we are not really looking at this point in time and getting into any new business, which is radically different.
The scaffolding will do good. Formwork, we'll see how it goes, right? Engineering will do good, and there are opportunities, or we are already doing prototyping and stuff like that, right?
Yes.
If you can elaborate on that, one. Two is, within drum closures, we've spoken about, you know, opportunity in plastic drum closures, but there are some litigation issues in the U.S. So what is the outlook? I mean, apparently that is another huge opportunity, is what I had understood earlier, right? So if you can, and defense, how big can that be?
We are already doing plastic closures even now, and yes, the opportunity is good, and we are capitalizing on that cautiously, because we don't want to dilute our margins. The plastic closure business at scale does not have the same kind of margins as the steel closure business, depending on the type of container. So we are catering to the plastic closure business with similar margin profile as our steel closure business. And that's on track. And, you know, that is going to see growth in volume as well as growth in bottom line, which is why the drum closure business has been growing in the last 2 to 3 years, in spite of fairly stable drum production, you know, the steel drum production.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Pratik Chaudhary from Samarthya Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm slightly new to your business. So in the scaffolding division, I understand that primarily your, I mean, majority sales are through exports. Is that correct?
Oh, it's about 50-50 now. It's almost half, 50% export, 50% domestic.
And in domestic, that's where my question is stemming from, you know, in terms of outright sales to distributors or contractors versus, say, a rental model. I mean, are we majorly focused or going to focus on the rental side as well going forward?
No, so we don't do rentals. We are focused 100% on outright sale. In the domestic market, we sell primarily to developers, real estate developers, and also construction contractors. Rental is somewhat prevalent, not in the aluminum formwork, but in the steel formwork as well as steel scaffolding space. So we have distributors of ours, and we are actually increasing the number of distributors in India who buy from us and rent, but we don't directly rent.
No, because I was seeing a couple of companies, you know, in the private space, also in one company that just got recently listed, M-Safe. So there, the payback periods are you know, maybe less than 15 months for the rental equipment that they buy and for the rent on. So why have we not wanted to explore this market?
Because two reasons. One is that, firstly, it is not true that the payback period is 15 months. That's only at gross level. You have to also take into consideration holding costs, utilization costs, because you can't expect 100% utilization of your rental inventory. Then you have to take into consideration cost of lost material, damaged material. You see, India is not a very mature market when it comes to protecting somebody else's asset. Okay, that kind of maturity does not exist in India. So it is okay to say that on paper you have 15 months payback period, but wait till the material, the contract finishes, and you have to get back material. Because typically, if you don't own the material, you will abuse it, and you will use it the way you are. We have experienced that in India in the past, so we know the entire economics of the rental business. Having said that, and it is a good business, but it has to be done in the right way. Hence, there have to be pure play rental companies with yards, with refurbishing services, who and sales teams who are able to continuously redeploy the material and get the utilization up. Manufacturing companies can't do that. Worldwide, you will find that there are, the segment is divided. There are manufacturing companies who only manufacture and sell, and there are service companies who rent. Rent is for a service company, not for a manufacturing company.
Understood, sir. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Devang Patel from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, my question was on Foamwork, where it seems we have an order book of about 6 months compared to our current capacity. What is the time it takes for us to deliver an order on average? And you know, how do we hedge our costs during that period, considering our scrap inventory mentioned earlier was for 1.5 months?
It takes typically 3 months to complete an order from the time it is procured. Like I said, our pricing is variable and gets fixed only after engineering is completed. Of the 3 months, 2 months is the engineering process. Okay, so it takes 2 months to complete the engineering, then the price gets fixed, and then it takes 1 month to manufacture and deliver.
So when you take an order, the pricing is not decided, only you take a volume order at the time, at that point of time, and the pricing would get fixed once the engineering is completed.
Hello, sir.
Yes. Has that question been answered, or are we still waiting?
Yes.
Can you repeat the question?
Answer. No, I think this question. Has your question been answered?
Yes, sir. I just move on to the other question. Was that you when you mentioned 1400 crore of revenue for the scaffolding division for the full year? Are you expecting a recovery in the next quarter?
Yes, we are expecting next quarter to be better than the December quarter in terms of profitability.
Okay, because you mentioned earlier that volumes were, you know, still restricted till November, and you do consolidate with a lag of a quarter.
Yes. Volumes were restricted till October. November and December sales were better, which is why we are saying that the Jan to March quarter will be better than the October to December quarter.
Fine, sir. Thank you so much for that clarification.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please just stick your question to one per participant. For more questions, please rejoin the queue. The next question comes from the line of Anubhav Mukherjee from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, I have a follow-up question. The 100 days of inventory at the end of this quarter, is it mainly for the scaffolding division or even for the aluminium formwork we have to maintain, like because of the raw material, some level of inventory?
No, it is primarily for the scaffolding division because of the reduction in sales. Hence, and we have not reduced our inventory in the US. So hence the increase in inventory in days. Aluminium formwork, on the contrary, the number of days of inventory has come down this quarter.
Okay. And typically,
sorry,
also like,
we request you to return the question.
A small follow-up, just a small follow-up. So I was asking, sir, typically also it's the scaffolding division that requires this higher level of inventory. Is that right?
Yes. That's right.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Pawan Nahar, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Nahar, you may proceed with your question. As there is no response from the current participant. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and thank you to all the investors and analysts for participating in this call. We appreciate your detailed analysis and questions. Please do reach out to us if you have any further follow-up questions. We are always available to answer those and look forward to continued dialogue. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Batliwala and Karani Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect.